This is Weekend Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Greg Hill. It is now time for the Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Playwright Tennessee Williams started life as Thomas Lanier Williams III on March 26, 1911, in Columbus, Mississippi. He barely lived through a childhood bout of diphtheria that left him weak and frail. His family moved to St. Louis, Missouri when he was a young boy, and it wasn't long before he discovered his aptitude for writing when he won a $5 prize for an essay in school. He went on to study journalism at the University of Missouri while also writing plays, that is, until his father forced him to quit school to make money. While working in a factory, Thomas continued to write every chance he got, but at age 24, he had a nervous breakdown. His family relationships were complicated. His alcoholic father disliked his frail son. In reaction, his mother mostly ignored his sister and brother, instead hovering and smothering Thomas. In his late 20s, Thomas realized he was homosexual, which estranged him even further from his father. And in later years, he even became estranged from his doting mother. Yet, because of his family roots, when he was 28 years old, he chose to call himself Tennessee Williams. Presumably, he came from a long line of Tennesseans. When The Glass Menagerie was a Broadway hit in 1944, Tennessee Williams was 33 years old and on his way. The success of A Streetcar Named Desire cemented his fame, winning him the Drama Critics Award and his first Pulitzer Prize. More success followed with Camino Real, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and Sweet Bird of Youth. Tennessee Williams' dysfunctional family fueled his characters. Both Laura in The Glass Menagerie and Blanche DuBois in A Streetcar Named Desire are likely inspired by his beloved sister Rose, who was schizophrenic. He always stayed close to Rose, even after she had a prefrontal lobotomy and was institutionalized for the rest of her life. Like his characters, Tennessee Williams was troubled and self-destructive. He fell on bad times, writing unpopular plays, and like his father, he turned to alcohol, then to drugs. He died in a New York City hotel room amid bottles of wine and pills in 1983. In total, he was awarded 4 Drama Critics Circle Awards, 2 Pulitzer Prizes, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. 4 years before his death, he was also inducted into the American Theater Hall of Fame. Today, Tennessee Williams, Eugene O'Neill, and Arthur Miller are considered the 3 foremost playwrights of 20th century American drama. Here's a few insightful words by Tennessee Williams. What is straight? A line can be straight, or a street, but the human heart, oh no. It's curved like a road through mountains.
Support for the Author's Page comes from Friends of the Knox County Public Library, celebrating 50 years of community outreach, advocacy, and support for the library and its staff. Learn more about being among friends at knoxfriends.org.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Author's Page. We love telling you stories.